Hi everyone, this is James again, and in a second I'm going to be joined by Timothy Woodward Jr., the director of The Final Wish, a new horror movie starring Lin Shaye and Tony Todd. It'll be available January 24th. Hi Timothy, how are you?
Hey James, I'm good. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Thanks for taking the time out to talk to us about your new film.
Oh no, thank you guys for talking to me. I appreciate it.
No. All right, I'll go ahead and get started. So I'm just curious, what attracted you to the project The Final Wish when it came across your desk?
Well, I grew up watching The Final Destination, you know, movies. The first one, you know, was pretty frightening to me, you know, being in high school, watching it. And I was talking back and forth with Jeffrey Reddick and, you know, wanted the opportunity to work with him. So that was probably the first thing. And then second would be, you know, I just really enjoyed the script.
You liked the script when you were coming in. How did you decide you wanted to set Final Wish apart from other unintended consequences types film like 2017's Wish Upon? How did you want to make it your own type of film?
Yeah, you know, it's funny you talk about that because a lot of the reviewers talk about Wish Upon and they would refer to Final Destination and things. So it's kind of funny that we made sure we try to do a lot of things very different. But one thing in particular is I didn't want you to see kind of what was coming next. We also didn't want to make it where our main guy, you know, in our film, he doesn't even have a clue of what's going on. He doesn't understand what this object is, what it can do. He really doesn't figure anything out until it's too late. And there's also, you know, kind of no way out for him, period. So we tried to, you know, kind of keep the twist going and try to do things, try to take our time and really make you care about the characters. And we also, you know, that was a really big part of this for me, was to make sure with Lin Shaye and with Michael Welch, with those two characters, that you really just felt for the mother-son relationship and you understood the things that they were going through in their personal life and, you know, hopefully you cared about them. And, you know, that was a big difference.
Yeah, I did like that aspect about it where he didn't really know what was going on. Like, the evil entity wasn't going to play by the strict set of rules that you normally see in these movies, which was a nice difference.
Sure. That's one thing we tried, you know, and it was a lot of the stories that you see or that, you know, we did research on and stuff. Everyone kind of knows what's happening, you know, and they know that this is this thing that's granting these things for them, so they continue. And it was kind of like, what if, you know, all these things were happening around this guy and he had no idea how they were happening.
Yeah. So what was the shooting schedule like for The Final Wish?
We shot the movie over 20 days total.
Okay.
So we did it over basically a month. So it was four weeks and 5 days. And then there was a lot of second unit stuff that I shot for, God, weeks after. Just little inserts and stuff like that, doorknobs and things that would create tension, tree branches, things like that, that we kind of went back and, you know, filmed those pieces as well and the close-ups of that, inserts of fans, things like that. Because we had this whole idea of, like, the devil's in the wind kind of deal. So mm-hmm. We wanted fans and chimes and things. So we went back and I filmed some of those in second unit after.
Okay. Did you find that you were able to capture everything you wanted to on film, or did you have to do some magic in the post-production?
Well, I think any time you're doing a movie, no matter what, you wish you could capture more. Like, I don't think anyone's completely ever satisfied with, you know, going, oh, I got 100% of everything, because there's always another insert, there's always another shot you wish you had, there's always something. So I think that's super important. But, I think that one thing for me during this film, coming from making westerns and gangster movies and then going into the horror genre, was realizing how important post-production is and the freedom that you have creatively with just sounds and noises and just you can play with the tension a lot more. So, you know, I did find that through post-production. But, you know, I think, like I said, everything that we kind of wanted, if we didn't have it, we went back and shot it as a second unit. And so that, you know, I would say we got a lot of what we wanted.
Great. So what was it like working with kind of horror icons, Lin Shaye and Tony Todd, and what did their experience bring to the film?
I mean, it was incredible working with both of them. Lin, you know, her and I spoke at length beforehand, and, you know, she actually passed on the movie several times before doing it. And after, you know, her sitting down with me and us having lunch together, we clicked and she agreed to do it. But, you know, just they're both extremely talented. And, I mean, Tony Todd, I you know, again, I watched him in Candyman and Final Destination and just tons of movies. And he's just got this voice and just this before about him. He's an incredible actor, so I was very lucky to work with both of them. And again, and Lynn Shay brings so much truth to her character, so much just honesty. And, you know, she's breaking my heart during certain scenes watching it. Like, it was, like, really, you know, it's kind of a magical thing where you're doing a scene and, you know, her coverage, and it's a four-minute-long scene, and you just, it feels like a minute because she's just doing so much. You just, like, you're glued to it behind the monitor.
I noticed watching the film that you do a lot of practical effects. And what do you enjoy about doing practical work instead of CGI work later on?
I think with the practical stuff, you get to see, you know, what's happening, and you get to feel it, and you kind of set the atmosphere. So I'm always down for practical anytime. You know, I think there's some scenes that, you know, we had to do, like, some CG enhancements with the practicals and mixing it up. But, you know, I think anytime you can set the atmosphere for the actor so they can walk in and feel it, and so they can actually kind of, you know, feel what's going on and see it and not have to pretend, I think it gives you more of a truth to it and more of a real reaction from the actor.
Good. Yeah, I think it helps the actors really get into the place of what's going on, and then it helps the audience as well, though. It has that weight to it that you're looking for, so it really gives impact.
Yeah, I agree. Thank you.
So you've been directing for about 5 years now. What's the most important thing you've learned over that time?
Oh my gosh. I learn every movie something new. I'm still learning it, to be honest with you. You know, I think it's, the latest thing that, you know, I've been focusing on is to make the audience try to work for some other, don't give them everything. You know, learning restraint, especially when it comes to building your tension and things, and just really trusting yourself and not second guessing things that you know, because a lot, you know, you get notes and you hear people say things, and you sometimes can second guess your ideas or your vision. And I think one thing that, you know, I'm really learning is to kind of stand by that, and, you know, for better or worse, just own it, and you know, kind of making things my own.
Okay. So you mentioned that you've done gangster movies and westerns, and you've done horror, obviously, with The Final Wish. Do you have a favorite genre you like to work in, or is there a genre, a subgenre that you would like to do if you're given the opportunity?
Well, I really love westerns, but I really, really enjoyed doing, you know, the horror movie. I really enjoyed doing this with Jeffrey Reddick, and I'm looking at, you know, we're talking about a sequel potentially for this. And we've got a couple other projects that, you know, different people are looking at right now that we're, you know, potentially going to set up. You know, because I did really enjoy it a lot, and I'd like to get back in and do another horror movie for sure.
Yeah. Do you think you could ever blend the two, that, like, Bone Tomahawk, Gallo Walkers? There have been horror westerns before. Would that be kind of an ideal, maybe, or would it just...
You know, yeah, you could. You never say never to anything. I like period pieces, but, like, so, like, a 1950s, mm-hmm. I think is a great time for a horror movie. Just, mm-hmm. I feel like that whole, you know, soda pop, you know, jukeboxes and everything, which you can see some influence of that in this film.
Yes.
In The Final Wish. But I'd love to do, you know, something completely set in the 1950s, just because I think it would be a radical time for a horror movie.
Yeah, yeah, and I see what you mean. I really like the neon aspect of the diner and everything, contrasting with all the darkness with the gin and everything. It was a good visual element.
Yeah, just, you know, different. That's it. You know, my DP and I, Pablo, we've worked together, God, I think on 7 or 8 movies now, and, you know, he enjoys color and painting things, and, you know, we have this whole thing that we say, which is basically every frame needs to be a picture.
Yeah.
So, you know, you could frame it on the wall. And so we try to kind of go for that to make sure that every frame is full and it's got color and it's got life and, you know, whatever colors are there for kind of representing what's going on. And at that point, when we go in the diner, Aaron is really, like, just, you know, found out all this information, and it's been back-to-back and tragedy, and it just kind of has nowhere to run to. And the idea of this completely empty diner is there, and the colors are just, you know, kind of radiant and just on him, and this red is kind of coming through, which is kind of what the color palette was for this darkness. And, you know, he's looking around, and he sees these guys, and they're just creeping him out, you know, and whether it's the gin or not, it's kind of up to the person.
Yeah.
They could say it's not. I mean, it definitely is, but, you know, it was cool to play with that stuff and just to play with the whole music and the just everything from that era.
Yeah. You talked about everything being a picture, and I think that's something people can relate to, and how natural pictures can come and how difficult it can be. Was there a shot or scene that was particularly difficult for you to capture while you were shooting?
You know, there was one that was the biggest challenge, and it was because we were on our last week of shooting, and the opening of the movie, we came in, and, you know, it was supposed to be originally storyboarded out where it was going to be, I think, 24 different setups and things like that. But as I started walking through this house, I just had the idea, okay, what if the camera can really follow this lady, and we can do, you know, one take all the way through and get her, you know, all the way up the stairs and then back down the stairs and then through. And then, you know, so we ended up doing that whole, it's like 3.5 minutes is one steady cam shot. And you've got stairs and a lot of elements to it. So that one was pretty, you know, intense to get done. But it was also pretty, you know, I like it a lot. It's rewarding. It's the first shot of the movie, so I think it's cool.
Yeah, I got to say, I enjoyed the movie. I thought it was beautifully shot and good tension, and it was great seeing Tony Todd and Lin Shaye and the differences that you brought to the story. And that's all I have, so I just want to say thanks again for taking the time out to talk with us about your film.
Thank you, man. Well, I appreciate it. I'm really glad you liked the movie. So we worked hard at it, so I'm really glad you enjoyed it. And thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me.
Yeah, it was a pleasure. Have a good day.
All right, man. You too. Thank you so much.
Yeah, bye-bye. Bye. Thanks, Sam.